Hello, Scott here, jumping in real quick to say thank you for listening, and also to let you know that we are starting crowdfunding for the remaining episodes of Season 3. More details to come after the credits, so stick around.
You're listening to a Gravestone Production Podcast.
Welcome to the solar system. The year is 2373, standard Earth time. The space race that began in 1955 never ended. Humanity has colonized the planets with the help of extraterrestrial refugees, and with them they took the omnipresent artificial intelligence, Kestrel, a personal assistant AI meant to ease the day-to-day of every creature. Deep within the planet Mercury lies Kestrel's memory bank. The Alexandria Company has given us a unique, once-in-a-generation chance to explore the quintillions of recordings Kestrel has made. What you are about to hear are the stories we have found, recorded, collected, and told through the ears of Kestrel. Let us continue our journey with Captain Aaron Navarre of the cargo ship Kipper, as they take on their most dangerous smuggling opportunity yet.
Good morning, Kestrel. You can stop the alarm.
Good morning, Captain Aaron. Your coffee and breakfast have been warmed in the mess.
Thank you, Kestrel. How long is left in warp?
Approximately 30 minutes until warp exit at Rendezvous Point, Delta, Oscar, Mike.
Thank you, Kestrel. Okay. Let's drop out of warp here. And I'm assuming that ship out there is Lyanna. Kestrel, open a hailing frequency. Hello, traveler. This is cargo ship Kipper. You don't happen to have an Atlas pass, do you?
Konnichiwa, Kipper. This is cargo ship Lyanna. I've got an Atlas pass V3 if you're interested.
That sounds lovely. Begin docking procedure. Is this channel secure?
Affirmative. Channel is secure.
Lovely. The goods can go in cargo bay 2. There's a hold behind the number. It should be open when you get there.
Copy that. Is it cloaked?
No.
Copy that. I recommend investing in one. Industry standard at this point. I'll be in contact with more instructions when the cargo's delivered. Over.
Okay, then. Kestrel, do I have any messages?
You have one new message from your contact, Jade Purple Heart. Send date 15 days ago, just after your last warp entry.
Let's go ahead and play it.
Oh, hi, babe. Didn't see you there. I'm sure by the time you see this, you'll be in the warp, and you won't hear it till you're in Venus airspace. But I want you to know that I love you, and I can't wait for you to get home so we can go on our little vacation. I've got a few activities planned for when you get back, and then it's off to the beaches of Europa. Ugh. This month is going to take forever. Make sure you call me when you get back to Venus, babe. I miss your voice. Mwah.
End of message.
Kestrel, remind me to call Jade when we enter the Venus airspace.
Understood. I will remind you to call Jade when we enter Venus airspace.
Oh, look at that. They must be finished loading the cargo.
Kipper. Cargo ship Lyanna for cargo ship Kipper.
Go for Kipper.
The cargo is unloaded. We're going to begin undocking procedures.
Copy that. You said there was additional instruction coming?
Affirmative. As I'm sure you're aware, we have to transfer the cargo here because we received a tip that the CFS is going to do a deep inspection of the Lyanna upon its arrival at Venus. So we can't bring the cargo with us.
Wasn't aware of the full details. That's a lucky tip.
Yes, it is. However, this cargo is time-sensitive. The goods need to be delivered within 20 days. Additionally, due to its nature, there is a special instructions to bypass all harbormaster policies and unload the cargo immediately upon docking. I'm sending you the number of a dock worker. That's your contact. As soon as you get your assigned dock, just text them Kabosh and the dock number. They'll be there to unload when you land.
I can be at Venus Spaceport in 10. I just want to confirm, you want me to skip the harbormaster procedures? That's a huge fine, and I'm not getting paid enough for this job to cover that.
Affirmative. Skip the harbormaster procedures. The Chanel family will cover the cost of the fine and make sure the infraction stays off your record.
I'm sorry, the Chanel family? As in, that Chanel family on Venus?
Don't bother. What did you think you were working for?
I thought it was a small operation exporting outer system weaponry or something.
Negative, kid. The only people importing yours are weapons is the Chanel family. They clearly think you've done a decent enough job. You get signed up for the important gig.
Rift. What am I transporting? How bad is this going to be if I get caught?
Don't worry about all that. The less you know, the better. All you need to know is that it's important enough that if you get in trouble, contact Alejandro. They'll be there with whatever you need. Got that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I got all of it. Understood.
Then we're 10-4 here. After this, ask Alejandro about installing a cloak wall.
Is a standard disguise panel and hidden hold not normally enough for transporting goods?
Not when those goods contain a heat signature. Cloak walls can hide those as well as any heartbeat sensors. Welcome to the deep end, Gumbada. Good luck. Liana over and out.
Okay then. Cool. Cool, cool. Working for the Chanel family. Just one of the big three crime families on Venus. And particularly Violet One to boot. I hope I don't F this up. Deep breaths, and let's calculate a warp to Venus. Kestrel, did Liana's captain say the cloak walls protect against heartbeat sensors?
Correct. They did say that.
Huh. What in Rift am I smuggling?
Do-do.
30 seconds until warp drop. Okay, Aaron, you can do this. Just gotta fly down to the Venus spaceport, land in a dock, unload cargo as fast as possible, and send the fine to the Chanel family. No big deal whatsoever. Kestrel, prepare a message to send to the dock worker.
Preparing a message. What would you like to send?
I'll send the message later. Just stand by.
Do-do.
What in Rift is going on here? 1, 2, 6. How many Confederacy ships are there?
Captain Aaron, you are receiving a hailing frequency.
Open a receiver, but don't open a sending signal.
This is Admiral Thorgard of the CFS Battlecruiser Genesis. Venus is under Confederacy customs lockdown. Enter orbit vector Foxtrot 7 and shut down your engines to prepare for docking and routine cargo inspection.
Oh shit, shit, shit! I don't have a cloak wall.
Cargo ship Kipper, halt your current trajectory and navigate to orbit vector Foxtrot 7. Do you copy?
Kestrel, contact Alejandro.
Contacting Alejandro.
Cargo ship Kipper, I have dispatched 2 fighters to your position. Follow them to orbit vector Foxtrot 7. Do you copy?
Shit, I can't stay here.
Cargo ship Kipper, this is Battlecruiser Genesis. Kill your engines and stay it down. If you run the blockade, we will have to take forceful measures.
No can do, Admiral.
Cargo ship Kipper, I know you have a receiving channel open and can't hear me. My fighters are going to take out your engines unless you stand down right now. Do you understand? Be it as you wish. Prepare for a boarding party.
I am detecting 2 starships to your aft.
Shit. Aft shields are down already? Kestrel, rebalance the shields.
Sorry, Captain. I cannot do that. I am not a combat class intelligence. Would you like me to find a mechanic near you with combat class intelligence available for
No!
Sale?
I need you to rebalance the shields.
Searching for mechanics near you. Portside engine functioning at 23%.
I noticed.
There is a mechanic at the Aphrodite spaceport. Routing coordinates there. Would you like to turn on autopilot?
No. Stop navigating.
Communications established with Alejandro.
This is Alejandro.
Captain Aaron here. I am currently under fire of the blockade.
I wish you'd call me, sir. I can't do anything right now. Get out of there while we connect.
Starboard engine is functioning at 70%.
I barely have engines left. I can't outfly these fighters.
Warp jump.
Calculating a warp jump will make me a sitting duck.
Don't calculate them. Just contact me when you exit warp.
Captain, I do not recommend an uncalculated warp jump.
I don't care.
Portside engine offline. Starboard engine functioning at 15%.
Cargo ship Kipper, I want you to understand that a warp escape is a federal crime. There will be no safe port in the Confederacy if you do this. If you stand down and cooperate, we can drop.
Riff be damned. What have I done? Kestrel?
Yes, Aaron.
How long am I going to be in warp?
Calculating. Duration of warp, 10 days. End location, unknown coordinates. There is an 80% chance for warp exit to be between the Sun and Sunstone Colony. A 2% chance the direction the Kipper faced upon warp entry will place you in a heliocentric orbit between Sunstone Colony and Mercury.
And what's the other 18% chance?
There is an 18% chance warp exit will take place in the Sun.
Lovely. So 2% chance of survival then?
Captain Aaron, I am still detecting. Never mind. The starship signal is gone now. Additionally, you have passed through Venus airspace. Is now a good time to remind you to call Jade.
Shit. Remind me when we exit warp. I'm so sorry, Jade. I'm so sorry.
Kestrel, record a message for me. Okay. I can explain why the package was not delivered on time. I am terribly sorry for this, but I was attacked in a blockade of Venus, and I panicked. I'm currently in an uncalculated warp jump, and I'm probably going to die, so... Shit. Kestrel, cancel that recording. Start a new one. Mr. Chenal, sir. Do I call you Mr. or boss? Maybe I should just stick with sir. Ugh. Kestrel, cancel that recording. Mr. Edgar... No. Hey, boss. Am I in the mafia? I should just go with Mr. Schnall. Keep it normal. Kestrel, cancel that recording. Mr. Schnall, I didn't make it in time, and I'm probably going to die in this warp already, but if I don't, please don't kill me. Please. I need to live. I have a girlfriend. She means the world to me, and I can't leave her behind. No. Too desperate. Cancel that recording. Kestrel, start a new one. Mr. Schnall, sir. I have failed to deliver the package on time. I ran into a problem with the Confederacy blockade around Venus, and I made an uncalculated warp jump to safety. I panicked, and I asked for forgiveness. I know you may kill me, but, sir, I asked for another try. I've never failed a job until now. Please give me another chance. That feels better. Yeah, let's go with that.
Would you like me to send that upon warp exit, Aaron?
No. I don't know if I want to send that yet.
Understood. Would you like me to prepare a message to Jade?
Yeah, I should do that. How do I do this? Hey, Jade. I'm not going to make it Aphrodite in time. I ran into some trouble with the onboard computer. It miscalculated, and I don't know when I'm going to be getting home. I popped out of warp 10 days late, and for some reason my computer is saying it's going to take at least another 10 days to get to Venus. I'm sorry. We'll have to delay our vacation, but I'll make it up to you. I have some money saved away, and I'll upgrade us to the first class package. Just please, baby. I'm so, so sorry. I love you. I'll see you in 10 days, babe. I miss you so much. End message. Send it when we leave warp.
Understood. Message queued.
What in Rift am I gonna do? I can't go back to Venus, that's for sure. Oh, what now?
Major damage detected in Cargo Bay 2. The system has preemptively sealed the surrounding doors in case of potential hull breach.
Oh, Rift. Okay, I'll go check it out. Kestrel, what's the pressure readings in Cargo Bay 2?
Pressure readings, normal.
Okay, good, good. Something is definitely off. The ship doesn't normally creak like this. Okay, Kestrel, open the ceiling door to Bay 2. Huh. I mean, things are knocked around and stuff, but I did kind of just fly crazy.
Pressure readings, normal.
Shit! They didn't close the smuggling hold before they left. Bastards! What the? Why is the floor wet? Kestrel? Did the starboard airlock just open and close?
Correct. The starboard airlock was open for 26 seconds before closing 30 seconds ago.
How many life signatures are on the ship?
I am detecting 3 other life signatures on the ship.
What is happening?
Get on the ground!
For the love of God,
get on the ground now! Get on the ground!
I am! Don't shoot!
Hands where we can see them!
Okay! Who the hell are you?
Lieutenant the Alice Vaux of the CFS Air Force, and you are under arrest for running the Venus blockade.
If you are hearing this segment, that means we are still in the process of crowdfunding for Season 3 of The Kestrel Files. The show has been long in the works and has had a few setbacks along the way due to major life changes on my end mostly, and we are seeking a small morsel of money to help ease the burden of producing Season 3 and, most importantly, speed up the production time. Succeeding at this means I don't have to pull out of pocket to pay our awesome actors, and that means we can produce episodes in one fell swoop, rather than the speed in which I can save money for this. The good news is that this is doable if only 135 awesome people like yourself can spare $25 to become a part of the Kestrel Files and bring this story to life, which is only a small fraction of our listening audience. Supporting means getting a bunch of access to behind-the-scenes content, bloopers, etc., and all of the crowdfunding details can be found at seedandspark.com/fund/The Kestrel Files Season 3, or just click the link in the description as well. Part of this campaign also includes re-releasing Season 1 and 2 of The Kestrel Files as longer episodes, condensing each season into about 4 episodes each, so it'll be easy to re-listen and binge the show. I greatly appreciate you for listening and will greatly, greatly appreciate you for helping keep this show going. Once again, thank you for listening.